Zorin said.
Did seem kind of meh.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
Surprisingly good.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
I want to buy a couple ducks.
I'm bringing two ducks to the office.
This is Early Break.
Happy Monday to you, Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. Well, we finally got some rain this weekend.
We did?
Like 3 inches plus maybe 4 in the area.
Wow, really?
As you might assume on the text line, a lot of text before the show, I have a simple question. Is the drought over? Bill, any word on that on your side over there? You were
not even close.
Ah,
didn't it, barely did this, dented it.
It didn't even tent?
It's just a good day. Just a good day.
Also, the drought is not over.
Not even That's close. Not Joe texts me. Jerky Joe texts me. Yes. And then, yes, last night, drought's over. And drought has just been...
It's Did just you say kind back? Of, no, it's not.
It's just a great day is what it is. It's a great
Jerky
day.
Joe?
No, but no drought over.
Nebraska Auto Detail Joe. Yes, it did rain Saturday, Sunday. It's going to rain again tonight. We have more rain coming. More severe storms coming. This evening.
Severe again?
Severe.
I'm tired of that now.
They said it's the last round of severe storms tonight, and then we should be clear sailing for a couple
days. How about just some nice rain? How about that?
It wasn't... Did it get severe in your neighborhood?
The big tree on the neighbor's side of the yard was whipping pretty strong. I was watching it saying, oh, God, please stay strong, tree, please. I don't want to see branches or a big tree fall down.
I didn't see any hail on my side.
We had some little pebble-sized hail for a little bit.
Yeah, there was a little bit of hail. Concerning.
I went over to Greg's to drop off some stuff, and he and Oxana were scurrying to get all their cars in the garage because of the huge hail that was coming.
So Greg had it pinned at somewhere around bowling ball size hail. So Greg went with the extreme. That's different. Haven't seen Greg do that before.
So I went home and tried to move stuff around my garage, and I got my truck halfway in.
Just, are you serious?
I want to see. I want to see
if
this.
It would have hailed. The bed would have gotten
full of hail.
Yeah.
What is in your garage? We're gonna have 2 more lawnmowers coming to your garage.
I know. Well, there's 3 lawnmowers in there right now. Seriously, there's 3 lawnmowers, and my motorcycle has got to be in there.
Why would you have 3 lawnmowers?
Don't ask.
Yeah.
Don't ask that question.
Do you own all 3? Are you just harboring?
Well, no. I mean, my
Are you warehousing?
My old neighbor, Kim, gave me one when she moved. She just said, do you want my mower? And I said, yeah, I'll take it. Yeah. I didn't really need it. And I just had 2 strays, basically. Yeah.
Are these push mowers, ride
mowers? Push mowers.
Okay, I'll push.
So now, if I got 2 more coming, that's going to be 5 mowers, and it's fine. I mean, I just have to make room in the garage.
So if we saw your house, it would have an open garage with
right now
a half truck in, half truck out.
Not right now because I got
last
my truck.
Last night.
Yeah.
During the storm.
It covered the top and the front, which is that's what you want to.
But the garage door was open.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I can't shut it. Or I'd shut it on the truck. So
I wish I could have seen this.
I was covered. And I'll be covered tonight, so I'm not worried.
I wish you could see the press of you saying, I'm going to park
here. Jeff Fox, Foxworthy. You might be a redneck.
Yeah. 100%. You can't close the garage.
You can't close your garage.
You got too many mowers in the garage.
Too many mowers in your garage, so you can only put the front end of your truck in. You might be a redneck.
It's a small, it's a one-car garage.
Foxworthy, chime in. Nikki's listening.
But anyway,
you never know.
I'm good. Leo has all those new vehicles and no garage. I felt horrible for him. He got a new Tundra. His daughter got a new Toyota. Leo doesn't have a new car. It's an older car, but there's just a sitting out there. I felt guilty.
Doesn't he have a food truck in his driveway?
Yeah, he has that Hertz donut truck. I don't
know. Driveway.
Yeah.
Cars everywhere.
He's got. They're everywhere.
Have you guys peeked around the corner and seen these trucks out here with these giant satellites on them? What is that? It's unbelievable. Over here, right here.
Oh. What is that?
Uh-oh. I mean,
is that storm chaser?
Yeah, that looks like storm chasers to me. Connor, can you confirm? Yeah.
What that storm chaser?
That's not good.
They're here for tonight.
That's not good.
That's not good.
You don't want to see, no, that means fireworks for the area. That's not usually good for your area, though. You'll be covered.
Check it out, Bill. You see it? Can you see it?
That's satellite stuff. Yeah, that's not good for for weather stuff tonight. I did.
How about
see
that? They're staying at the Hampton.
They are.
Staying at the Hampton. They must have heard the show.
And they get a park up front.
They're parked right up front. I wonder if they have like a special. I wonder if they talk to the city or something.
We're here to keep you safe. What if they talk to parking up front, okay?
They probably talked to Mossman and Scott Miller and got that all squared away.
Mossman?
Yeah, Mossman. Well, if you think there's not a lawsuit waiting to happen with that big...
Oh, yeah.
Those big
what
trucks?
Are that? Is that for television? Oh.
I don't think it's for television. I think it's for spotting.
Spotting, yeah. It's
just,
agreed.
Just for sport?
But for sport. This is sport. Yes.
I don't know who's staying, whose trucks those are, but
we'll see.
It's a sign of weather for sure in this area. And they're saying tonight, like Lincoln and Beatrice area could get rough.
There's flood warnings. I know Greg was saying that he pulled up one of the media websites, and it said there's flood warnings.
Yes, 3+
severe
inches of
flood warnings from Greg.
3+ inches of rain. There are flood warnings
going on. Don't do that.
What did we get last night? Is what I'd like to know. In Lincoln,
let's see what
we had. It rained hard, but I don't know.
I bet different in different pockets.
Yeah, I'm going to bet someplace about 4 tenths, 4 100.
No, more than that.
You think
right?
We got more than? You think we got a half inch?
Yeah.
This says 1.7 inches the last 24 hours
that's
in Lincoln.
Too much for me.
I'm sorry.
Just over an inch and a half the last 24 hours.
Okay.
Before that, there was 2 inches. So we had 3+ inches of rain.
So that's not a lot.
In the last 48 hours.
Is that a lot? Just hold that. Just keep holding that up. It's the Dow Network Severe Weather Service.
Okay.
Imagine driving one of those trucks. You'd be a dude.
What's the Dow Network?
I don't know. I think it's like ESPN3.
Yeah.
The Dow Network. You can stream.
Nebraska's
on
playing on the Dow Network.
You know it'll be on? They'll have an NFL game this year.
Yeah.
On a Tuesday.
Probably will.
Have a Tuesday game.
Tuesday 5 p.m.
Cardinals Panthers.
That's the Dow is the Doppler on wheels. The Doppler radar on wheels. That's the Dow.
Doppler
not
radar.
The stock market Dow. We're talking about the Doppler on wheels
Doppler radar.
The Dow's up. That is right there.
The Doppler radar
on wheels.
We
see them, Connor. We see them come out to their truck. See if we can wave them over.
Yeah, we'd like to talk to them.
I'd like to talk to those
guys.
Good
idea. Good idea.
There were, unfortunately, some severe weather that hit St. Laborie. A tornado went through there, as well as Hebron had a bad storm.
Didn't see
through.
Hebron. I saw.
I don't know if the damage in Hebron. There was a tornado that went right through town. I did not see exact damage yet, but St. Laborie had several houses and vehicles destroyed.
Okay.
Just terrible.
Out by
St. Paul GI area, St. Laborie.
Okay, that sucks. I did receive a photo of a twister on 150th Pacific in Omaha.
Really?
Yeah, it's shooting out of the sky. I don't know if it touched down, but it was at 150th and Pacific, 100% twister shooting out of the sky.
There was clouds last night when they came over. I told Laura and Gigi, I go, that's a tornado cloud. That's what they come. You can just tell it right away. It had a different feel. Yeah, I don't know how you describe it, but just
wall cloud.
You know it when you see it. It's like, okay, this is
that's
potential.
What they pop out of.
That's what they come out of.
Yeah, you know what they are. You know what they are.
We have some extreme reports. Burr, Nebraska, 4.25 inches of rain the last 2 days. Four and a quarter.
Burr. Where is this?
I don't know. Burr.
Is that on the way to Nebraska City?
That could be.
The Burr Oak.
That sounds right.
The Burr Oak is...
Sounds like a horse race.
No, the Burr Oak is... Yeah. Come on.
Is it a golf tournament?
No, it's a former Nebraska lineman.
I think it is out
there. Steinkuhler.
Yeah, well... Yeah.
The Burr Oak.
I think that's going towards Syracuse.
So that's, it's on the way to Syracuse.
Robert Lincoln says he had just southwest of Lincoln 4.35 inches Saturday night and 1.75 last night.
Okay, where was that?
That was just southwest of Lincoln.
1.75?
And 4.35 the night before.
Okay, we're getting some heavy rain totals.
Yes. I think Lincoln will be closer to the into the fours at least.
Yeah, I think it will.
Does anybody listen in northeast Lincoln? We'd like a report.
We assume so. Help us out.
Well, Greg lives there.
Greg, chime in.
His gauge from working, though.
Yes, from Havelock.
Greg.
I'd like to know what happened in Havelock. We'd also like to know maybe Ceresco. Anything from Ceresco would be nice.
That would be.
Circle the.
Jordan and Wilbur says 6 inches just west of Wilbur. Water in people's basements galore. Not good.
Mm.
Jordan just west of Wilbur. 6 inches of rain.
Doesn't rain for roughly 10 months.
It just does it all
and then
one
we
time.
Get 6 inches. Yeah. Man.
That's the way that goes.
You still got to take it, though. When the water comes, you take it.
It sounds like they're saying another inch plus tonight, though. Another inch of rain.
How about a nice, easy rain? How about that?
Can't have a nice
steady
one.
Between 5 and 8.
So 5
p.m.
rain.
And 8. Yeah. No, 5 p.m. and 8.
Well, yes. A nice rain.
Gentle rain.
League tonight.
I believe League has about a 1% chance of happening. Number one, because they probably can't play it as is right now. It's so soggy out there.
Mm-hmm.
And then number two, strong weather. I have no hope of League happening this evening.
That's too bad.
I'm preparing for no League, which is fine.
That is it.
I was shocked last night that
Shimmick
wasn't activated out of retirement. I thought with what was bad, I was a little shocked that Shimmick did not make an appearance on 10-11. We went right to 10-11. I told
you that's the place to go.
I said go to 10-11.
Well, there's channel 8 too.
Sure.
But you went to 10-11.
Well, I went to 10-11 because I thought Shimmick would make an appearance.
Did he not?
He did not.
He's retired.
Connor talked to him this weekend, and then Connor decided to put on a peach-colored hoodie today to come
in. Interesting.
It's very interesting hoodie. Very interesting.
It is an interesting color.
It's kind of one of those. It's right up there with his wildlife.
It's not. That's way better than this.
But still,
it's peach.
I like the hoodie. Well, what do you have? Well, peach.
Do you have anything peach? Peach. Off peach.
Off peach.
That brand.
An off peach.
You don't see that color very often.
Like an off peach.
And then Connor talked to Shimmick this weekend at the golf course, and was kind of embarrassed of the show. I didn't say anything to him. Like, well, I'm a producer on the.
But did you talk to him?
No, he talked to
him. He mentioned nothing about the ticket.
Not one thing. He's embarrassed.
Were you here during his appearance?
Ken Shimmick Day in the studio.
Yeah, with Ken Shimmick Day. No, he wasn't here. So he took it personal.
No,
he took it personal.
Oh, Connor.
God.
You got anything in an off peach?
Something. Yeah, he has a whole rack over here.
Uncommon color, I would say.
Tractor Supply got a whole rack of them. Jay, go through them. If there was a Mozzarella Monday, which are we ever bringing that back? Is Valentino's ever going to get back on board?
I'd love to. I've been pushing for it, but maybe in the fall.
I mean, people are eating pizza in the summer,
too. Believe me, I tried. Maybe in the fall we'll bring it back. It's not for lack of effort on my behalf.
Okay. You're a good
Jay, just go through your weekend, because it's just go through day by day where you went.
Yeah, do that.
Well, I played golf Friday. Here's the deal.
Played golf Friday.
We had a comedian in studio here on Friday, from 11 to noon, David Koechner, the man who played, I played it for the game show. He's Champ Kind and Anchorman also in The Office. He stopped by. I talked to him before that show with Adam Carriker.
Which guy is he in the what?
He was Todd Packer in The Office. He was not a huge.
Describe him.
Bald, hair, bald on top, hair on the side, wild, crazy.
And he played what was his role at the TV station?
Oh, he was the sportscaster in Anchorman.
Okay.
Whammy! That guy.
Yeah.
Anyways, he was here. I talked to him. I had to get to a tee time at 12:20 in Council Bluffs, which I arrived to at 12:17 on Friday.
Friday? And where in Council Bluffs?
Bent Tree.
Hmm.
On the outskirts.
I think I've stumbled on it accidentally.
So,
is it if you're going to...
You didn't stumble on that.
You didn't?
No, you got to be going there intentionally.
Okay.
Anyways, played golf. Came back. I went to the comedy show. And then I was out late until, 12:30 that night. 12:30.
12:30. Smoking cigars, drinking.
I had
cigar. He'd already went and played golf and went to a comedy show. Now he's out drinking and smoking
cigars. I had one cigar, one drink, and went home.
Is this Friday?
Friday night. Got home about 12:30. Well, then get this. Saturday morning, wake up early. Scotland's up early. And, we're home.
12:30
is
up early.
We went for a walk at 7 a.m. on Saturday.
12:30? No.
Yeah, we went for a walk at 7 a.m. And on the way back, in my neighborhood, they have a speed detector out, a box. So Liz was like, why don't you go run past it, see if you can get it to register some speed.
I've done that before.
So probably for the second time in my life, first time since high school, I was like, all right, let's do this. Ran by the box, 16 miles per hour. Here's the problem.
It's really good,
The problem. That was at 7:45 a.m. on Saturday. I'm very sore from that event still. That was a 100-meter sprint at the most. Don't sprint.
You're sore?
If I run, it's a two-mile jog.
That's an Achilles waiting to happen.
I didn't. Thank God I didn't tear my Achilles. Everything's good. I'm just really sore from that
sprint.
Yes.
Wow, you're getting up there.
Then I went to the softball game Saturday as well.
Softball.
Sat with Carson Schott at the game.
I didn't know who. Okay,
Worlds
when you sent
collide.
That photo, I didn't want to say who is that.
Well, he had sunglasses on.
I didn't know who that was.
It was Carson Schott. We sat together for several innings. He was actually there with his family. I invited him to sit down with me because that was the seat from Michael at Buffalo Wings and Rings.
Gave he sat seat. With you just temporarily
for about four innings of the seven. Yes. Then
Carson left his family.
That's a whole lot of things
left
that are
his
going
family
on,
yeah. to go sit with Jake.
He told me he left his family. He said in the seventh inning, he said, "I better go back if I'm not in the doghouse like you always are in the doghouse." He said, "Probably a good point there, Carson. Thanks for sitting with me here."
Remember, he was drinking with Carson when Elizabeth took a picture of his car outside
the
bar.
It was Carson
in the middle of the afternoon
at the press box.
The press box.
A couple weeks ago.
Who leads a life here? This is.
And then Worlds Collide. That evening, we had an event with some friends at their house and a wine night, essentially.
A wine night.
A wine night.
And Worlds Collide. Gigi was our babysitter for
Gigi
Scotland.
I checked in with her. Where are you at like that? I'm with the Sorensons.
And she was great. She said Scotland was very simple
to
work with.
Scotland might be the easiest babysitting job she's ever had. Never cried once. Time to go to bed. Just went to bed. That wrapped it up.
We talked about it. We said, "Hey, we're gonna have a babysitter." We didn't surprise her. We didn't just leave. Say, "We're gonna have a baby." We have Gigi. Can you say Gigi? Yes, she's Gigi.
Yeah.
So we warned her, and she was prepared for this.
Didn't just leave.
Didn't just leave her. She knew someone was coming over, and she was excited for that. Yeah. And Gigi did a great job.
Yeah.
No idea. Okay, that's fun. That's a lot. Now, what about yesterday?
Not as much yesterday. Yeah.
I would hope not.
I don't think I did anything crazy yesterday.
You in Council Bluffs and you didn't get back till 12:30?
No, God, no. I was back in Lincoln by like 6 o'clock that night.
Oh, then you went.
Comedy show was at 9 p.m. at the Howler House, Cody Schmick's place. Our friend Cody.
See Cody?
I did see Cody. I sat at his table. I sat with Cody.
What a
life. I sat with Cody at his table.
What a life. He sat with Cody Schmick. He sat with Carson.
I did. Yeah.
Carson ran UNL Athletics for several years.
Cody runs the Haymarket.
Carson was wearing an 1890 shirt
to
the game.
I did see that.
Did he?
He was repping 1890.
He was repping 1890.
Okay. All right. Going nostalgia.
And then guess what? I saw two rows behind us, friend of the show, advertiser, D from Furious Cheeseburger, who I saw the previous week at SIP Nebraska. She was at the softball game, two rows behind me, also wearing an 1890 Nebraska shirt.
1890.
So that's my weekend. Yesterday
that's
quite a
weekend.
It's pretty chill.
Yeah. That is quite a weekend.
Yeah, I couldn't come close to that.
No, I'm not even. I wouldn't even begin to recount. No, that's amazing.
You guys thought you might be in the ER with my Friday.
It would have been
evening.
Two of those days back to back. There would have been no.
That was a lot. I didn't have anything to drink yesterday. It was a sober day yesterday. All just water.
I would hope so.
He had a wine night.
Did have a
what is that?
Wine night.
Had a wine night.
three times a year, have a wine night.
Oh
with
my
their
God!
Friend.
Three times.
We have a good
year.
Time. It's fun. Yeah, I'm not the biggest wine fan, but I power through it.
Sounds fun.
Imagine that. Me and you getting that call, Steve. You guys want to come over for wine night?
I don't know.
The list of things I'd come up to not make it to wine night would be incredible.
Yeah,
I believe
appendix.
It.
I'd go extreme.
Appendix is touchy.
Extreme.
Right. Yeah, it'd go I'm extreme.
I'd feign.
I'm going
death.
Into surgery.
Wow.
Oh, by the way, one thing on Carson real quick.
Carson Schott.
He told me, as you get in an idle chit-chat, he was very upset with Joey. He said, he called Joey. He's like, "Hold the phone, Joey. I had to learn through early break that you guys were expecting a kid. What is it? I thought we were friends." He started almost with a fight between Carson and Joey because he didn't hear
Got
about
heated.
It before he did.
Got heated.
Oh, that's too bad.
So they chatted for a while, caught up on some things, but
so we brought people together.
You did.
You know what? And the stool did that. We did it on Friday. We brought in Radio Tradio.
Oh yeah, this is the countdown to Radio Tradio.
Countdown again.
I told Greg this. We had a situation. Are you aware of the situation with Greg? I'll tell you what happened. So this, I'm blaming.
You want to bring this to the air?
I am blaming Greg for this because he knows me a lot of things. I am. I'm going
to
bring it because
you want to bring this. In.
So Greg brought a variety.
Sure, you want to do that?
I am. Greg brought a variety of items to the station and left to go play
kick things
golf,
off.
Hoping that we would just take care of it ourselves.
You've not heard any of this,
no.
So he brought in that football sprinkler, right? That we had on the
Kathy
air.
Woody got
that
it.
Kathy Woody traded a golf bag for, which then was going to be for a golf club.
Yes, be diplomatic as you go forward.
Yeah. I am. A Vokey wedge going to Greg. So as I am playing golf on Friday, I get a phone call from Greg on my third hole. He's like, hey, did you by chance tradio the sprinkler? I said, well, yeah, you brought it in. He's like, that was a gag. I said, you can't bring a gag in if you're not going to be here to monitor it.
I just said diplomacy, please.
That is.
It diplomacy. Is. No, there's no diplomacy. That was brought into to tradio.
So yes. I called Kathy. I said, hey, is there any chance we can bring the sprinkler back? We'll trade something else next week. We'll, you know, so the bag will go back to her for now. But
the bag will go back. Greg,
did he expect that to not be
Greg
given
could
away?
Use that bag, by the way.
Well, he's going to have to trade something for it.
Well, I think he brought enough here that he should get the bag.
Well, what is Kathy getting in return?
Yeah. I don't understand
to
this.
To be determined.
How do you bring something in, they carry it in, and he has...
And he leaves, so he can't... You know.
And then he has Connor help him.
He had instructions that we didn't see.
Did you ever one time look at that and think, well, that's not tradable? It wasn't like he brought in...
Now, hold on.
Yeah.
He brought in instructions that we didn't see.
Yeah, still, no.
He was the impetus to Radio Trio.
You're listening to this podcast, so I know you've got a curious mind. Here's a helpful fact you might not know yet. Drivers who switch and save with Progressive save over $900 on average. Pop over to progressive.com, answer some questions, and you'll get a quick quote with discounts that are easy to come by. In fact, 99% of their auto customers earn at least one discount. Visit progressive.com and see if you can enjoy a little cash back. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $946 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2024 and May 2025. Potential savings will vary.
If he doesn't bring that stuff in, we're not. We don't even have it.
We're very thankful. Greg made the day, but there was a mistake that he should have told us about before.
We just won't do it again.
No, we're doing it again, and you're going to have a gavel this time.
I like
the
gavel.
When there's a trade made, you're going to have a gavel. Greg's bringing it for you.
I like that.
And then when the trade's made, you say done.
And we got to have a board too.
Yeah. I told Greg he's also in charge of the board.
You'll have a gavel this time.
You have
time.
A big board to know what's going on. Also, we've not identified the day, but we will this week. Is that we're going to have a Radio Tradio in person 7 to 9 p.m. right out here. People show up.
When's this going to be?
It's going to be in July.
Okay.
It's going to be in July.
A nighttime radio tradio.
No. Daytime. Oh. Did I say it wrong? Did I say
yeah,
PM?
7 a.m.
You said PM.
Yeah, 7 a.m.
Oh, yes.
It's 9 a.m.
Yeah, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. So people can come
live.
Here. Live.
I like it.
And everyone's going to bring their stuff in and barter. Yes, we'll have to get sure.
Two hours of
barter. I wonder if we can get the mill to open up.
Yeah.
Special occasion, 7 a.m.
I think they're
day.
Open at 7, aren't they?
7, no,
someone's
not.
Here at 7. They open at 7:30.
Yeah. So Radio Tradio countdown this week is 5 days, and you will have a gavel. Which I can't wait for the gavel. Yeah,
that'll be
when the like trades
finalized.
Greg is in charge of the board. I said I need you to run this for us. I will do my part here, but I need you to write the stuff
down. Will Greg be on air?
No. No, he needs to be off the air for this so we can track what's going on. Pay attention.
It got tough to keep it clear in our heads.
Yeah. That is Idle Chit Chat, sponsored by our friends at 738 Ag. They don't guess. They game plan using soil tests, yield maps, and field data. They help farmers call the right shots for the ground. Learn more today at 738agllc.com.
So we figured out that Joey was 43.
Yes, we did.
He's having a child.
Yeah, so he'll be into his early 60s at graduation, high school graduation, and then he'll be fully retired when his daughter heads off to college.
Greg's on the line. We got to get this. We got to
okay,
get
all right, fine. Yeah, okay.
He's going to clear.
All right, Greg, missing tooth Greg's with us.
Keep it clean.
Clear the situation for us, Greg.
Clean.
Okay. I brought two printed sheets that outlined everything that I brought, okay?
Okay.
And the sprinkler was going to be bait to get Bill a new set of golf clubs.
Bait.
It turned into a Vokey wedge that you were getting, Greg, that you would have been getting.
Bait.
But no, the whole thing was to try and get Bill because he doesn't have clubs anymore.
But and if
the,
it was...
The whole thing...
I'm not following the bait part because... So you wanted me to trade that for... And then pull it back away from him, like get the clubs and then not let them
just
get anything
kidding.
Back.
You can't have this.
This system is not adding up.
I'm confused, Greg.
No,
No, you're not letting the system play out. You got to listen.
Okay.
The sprinkler football is one of the gemstones of my Husker collection, and I wanted somebody to call and trade a set of golf clubs. It was explicitly laid out on the instructions, of which I made two sheets,
right,
and laid on that table,
okay,
right where the cinnamon rolls always sit.
Okay.
It wasn't like I hid it.
So you didn't, but you had Connor help you, and you did not hand him the instructions. Is that correct?
No, I laid them on the table.
Was it in a hurry? Nobody's hands ever had the instructions in them, so it just sat there.
You never had a chance. That would be like right now, if there was... Back in the day, this was a Bill Shrills, that the only way you communicated was there'd be a note. Sometimes a note would be written on a paper towel. When you came in the house, that's how you communicated with the rest of the family what was going on. Now that doesn't happen. So I don't ever walk around the ticket wondering, I wonder if there's a note I should be reading.
Easy. Now, he was trying to get you some golf
No, I'm just
clubs.
Saying that's how notes work now, Steve.
I know.
They're not. I don't think you walk into your house today and go like, I wonder if there's going to be a note for me somewhere.
No.
And all the angst that was going on with the skis and length hearing. Here, I've got the document pulled.
I saw the sheet afterwards, but the problem was it was afterwards. I didn't see it. Yeah. It was listed on there. You had it well done, Greg.
Yeah, thank you. And I was trying to get Bill some golf clubs.
Which is appreciated.
And I'm getting thrown under the bus.
No, you're not.
I said I got a phone call on the golf course. Yes. I wasn't expecting.
You're not getting thrown under a bus.
You called Jake on hole three.
It was seriously. I was on hole three.
I want to go to Kangaroo Court.
I just made a par putt. I said, Greg's calling me. What's going on?
I've got tire tracks on my back.
No, you don't.
No, you don't. Greg, you made Tradio happen.
This is kind of like coaching a little bit. You say 19 great things and one thing that's not really great, and that's the focus. Now, Greg, that's where we're going to have to. We got to focus on the good things.
Yeah, it was a good time. It was overall good, Greg. Just we had one, mistake, and that's.
And
if you bring
in some chocolate milk and maybe some cinnamon rolls today, we can talk this out.
We can chat it over.
I think that would be the best thing for us. We'd like to send you over to talk to the Doppler radar group.
That needs to happen.
We'd like to have you send them over there.
They're still there.
Can you see Greg driving one of those?
He drives the Mavoni.
Why can't he drive one of those trucks?
That's a good point. Same thing.
Greg, we're going to get you to apply for a job here with Doppler. Imagine handing the resume over. Well, I drive a silver truck with a topper with no windows, and I drive the Mavboni.
I could probably make this work.
So I'm sure I could drive this giant, and this vehicle has to be worth, what, $400,000?
Yes.
Easy, $400,000 with the Doppler on it and stuff. And
$400,000
would be a bill. Greg would be whipping it around Havelock today.
What's the number? Is it DOW 6, 7, or 8? They have three of them.
I see eight. I see DOW-8.
Yep, DOW-8.
How do you know this, Greg? How do you know this?
Do you know who you're talking to?
And this is it's Greg. Thank you, Greg.
Yeah.
Thank you, Greg.
Thanks, Greg. Yeah. Appreciate it. All right, Greg's gone. That's idle chit-chat.
Do you know who you're talking to?
We can get Greg. We can get Greg a job with this.
We can.
Anything going on in sports?
Yeah, 464-5685. Call the text as always. It was a... interesting weekend for Nebraska softball. 3-0. They're on the Supers. They'll host Oklahoma State here in Lincoln.
Do we know the times yet?
I don't know the times as of right now. I can find that after the after
it's
the segment.
For a while, like
we don't
Friday.
Know that. Okay. Well, we don't know the times in right now. It is Okie State coming to town. Nebraska allowed one run total in three games this weekend. Only scored seven. The bats were a little cold. Didn't matter because Jordy Fromm and Alexis Jensen were unbelievable on the mound. Saturday's game, which I was at, Jordy Fromm, seven innings, complete game, one hit, 16 strikeouts.
Yeah, that's amazing.
It was unbelievable.
How many batters did she face? 21?
She faced 23 because there was an error and a hit. So 23 batters, 16 strikeouts. Games. They could not hit her. They had no chance.
So they allowed four hits on the weekend. One run on the weekend? It's four hits.
Four hits.
Grand Canyon in two games?
No runs.
Two hits. That's a good hitting team. They hit 330 plus.
I mean, South Dakota has a 1-0 lead early on. Nebraska wins that game 4-1. And then, yeah, 2-0 on Saturday, 1-0 yesterday. So Grand Canyon walks out of here a loser, but allowing 3 runs in 2 games in Nebraska. Yeah. That's pretty damn impressive for them.
Very impressive. In the football world, you always talk about defense travels. It means defense, no matter, defense travels. There's sometimes the offense, it just isn't there. Something went wrong that day, whatever. But defense travels, just like pitching. Just showed one thing, that pitching still travels. You know, we hit, man. We had unbelievable.
Well, defense must, too.
Yeah,
with it. Yeah.
They must have played good defense.
Well, I would think pitching and defense would be on the same side since they're not hitting. I think that would all work together, but.
It does. Yeah. So. They only scored 7 runs. That's the one.
That
thing.
Is the problem. That kid. That's an issue. But they
went
3-0.
They averaged 7 plus. And they scored 7.
And Rhonda will be in studio with us again.
Do you know this for sure?
Yeah, she said it when we talked about this when she left the building. She goes. We get to this super regional. I will be back.
So the schedule. They're saying Thursday 8 p.m. Friday 4 p.m.
Oh,
we'll see what Saturday is if Saturday is necessary. But Thursday 8 p.m. Friday, 8
please,
p.m.
Please tell me it's not
Friday,
on
Friday 4
not
p.m.
On, it's on ESPN Plus. Please tell me that's not.
It better not be.
Oh, no.
You can't put a super on the plus, can you?
It's getting weird out there. Hey, yeah. There was a game 7 in the NBA that was on Prime last night.
That was stupid. Okay, Thursday, ESPN 2 at 8 p.m.
Okay, that's fine. ESPN and ESPN 2 is the same to me. There's no difference.
Same. Friday will be also ESPN 2
not a problem.
At 4 p.m.
Wow, so we know the times. They're starting Thursday. Now, that could affect Rhonda's appearance.
It may affect it.
She might need to come in tomorrow. Then,
I've
possibly.
Reached out to Keith. If she would come in, it'd be tomorrow only. Yep. I would not ask her to come in on a Wednesday the day
Agreed.
Before. So we're
with all the hay's in the barn in terms of preparation.
Hay is never in the barn. If you say that in a staff meeting
good
with Ed Ogeron, he'll come across the table
he'll
at you.
Slug me.
You are coaching. You are working, coaching.
Ed is hay in the barn.
Yeah, there's never time. Hay's in the barn. No, it was like constant work. Never. There's always something. There's always things we're talking about. Hay was never in the barn. I like that too. Nothing worse. You want a relaxed, you want a calm staff. You don't want a staff like Hay's in the barn. I don't want that staff. I'd like to play against that staff.
Yeah. Okay. I'm all right. What staff. If Rhonda says, "Well, the hay's in the barn by Wednesday"?
She's not saying that.
Plus, she has less time to see. You know, now the only difference is they're down to just one team, where before they kind of had to prepare for 3 teams.
Correct.
So it's
Correct.
A big difference on what was going on.
The hay might be in the barn by Wednesday.
There was some drama in yesterday's game. This was 1-0 Nebraska, top of the 7th. So Jordy Fromm comes in the 6th inning to relieve Alexis Jensen, who was, again, remarkable. 7 strikeouts for Jensen. Jordy comes in, great 6th inning. 7th inning.
Yeah.
She comes here to finish off the game. Runners on first and second, 2 hit batters. The second one was a little bit questionable on if it should have been allowed to be a hit batter.
What happened?
Well, it was, a 2-2 count, I believe, and the ball was low. It hit the ground, and it did hit the batter's leg. It appeared that she leaned into this, which would not be something that's allowed to get on base.
The ball hits the ground and hits the batter, is that?
Which is news to me. I didn't know that. In softball, yes, if it hits the ground, it hits them.
I did not know that.
I learned something new.
Yeah. Baseball hits
because
the ground.
This clearly hit the ground before it hit the batter. Clearly.
Connor, in baseball, if it hits the ground then hits the batter, it still hit batter? Wow.
But anyways, the broadcast even said she leaned into that and she shouldn't be able to go to first base. After a 5-minute review, it felt like they said, hit the batter.
That's like I'm
take
Bad News Bears
base.
When they ask that kid with the glasses to lean into it.
Yeah. Was that Tanner?
Yeah. No, it was
no.
No, it was a kid with the glasses.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Regardless, you would be surprised to know that the next batter, Jordy, struck out to end the game. 1-0 win Nebraska on to the Supers. So, pitching phenomenal this week. And Okie State, a team Nebraska split with. They did lose a game to Okie State. Or they lost
State's
a game
good. Okie State has beat Oklahoma
ago.
This year.
They are good.
Obviously, we can get down to this many teams. You're not going to get like, well, it's a bad team.
No, they split with Nebraska. Ruby Malin is the name to know.
From?
Ruby Malin from Omaha Scott.
That's right.
Now, I guess it's Wayne Malin's granddaughter.
I think that's correct.
Yeah. Wayne Malin used to play, guard for Nebraska. Yeah,
like in the 60s, I believe.
Yeah.
Yes.
Ruby Malin is the name to know. She went 10 innings against Nebraska. I don't think she got in the decision in an 11-inning game, but she went 10.
I'm looking at her stats from yesterday. Okie State beat Stanford 11-5. She won the complete game, 7 innings, 7 hits, 5 runs, 3 earned, 5 strikeouts, 2 homers. But she's 29-7 on the year.
Yeah, she's real.
With a 2.12 ERA, so she's really, really good.
I hope we can. Is there any way, Jake, from being there and seeing the layout, is there any way to pack any more stands or any more people in there? Because people want to come to this. Now
I will say this. This won't surprise anybody. I mean, you guys saw pictures. It was rocking. It was a packed house all three games. I didn't only went to the second one, but I did watch the
you
first
went Saturday.
Game. Yes, it was. That place was rocking. For not having very many runs scored, I mean, it was 0-0 for a long time in that game. I think Nebraska scored in the fifth inning to make it 2-0 against Grand Canyon on
Saturday.
Game
goes quick.
It went pretty fast, yeah, but there's nobody on base the whole game. It's just strikeout after strikeout after.
But can they bring extra? Is there any place for more fandom?
There's space. I mean, in the berm sections of the outfield, you could fit plenty more people out there, but it was still a good picture of a ton of people there. The grandstands themselves, full.
So the berm, is that, do you have to have tickets to that?
That would be GA. So anything, the only reserved ones are the ones with the actual seat backs. Like there is bleachers that Carson was in with his family above the reserve section. That's still GA. If you're there early, you can get those seats. But otherwise, if they're full, you go to the
berm,
the outfield, or the berm.
Why couldn't they just sell extra berm? You know you're on the berm. So because it sounds to me like. There probably been some people that would have been on would have came to it knowing all this. That's
true.
We gotta get Rhonda on for that because I think we might be able to add 500 fans in that outfield and all that.
Tyler
stuff
Tyler Kai would be the
Tyler. Yes, Tyler.
Chime in.
What can we do to add to this?
So yesterday, Nebraska scored one, was Hannah Kamenzine
in the first home in the first inning home run.
So Jordy turned on one, Bill. Yeah. Jordy, she got an inside pitch and she was looking for it. And she put a good swing on it. Put a good swing on it. She was looking for an inside pitch. Boom.
Jordy had already been on base but got caught stealing, so it could have been a two-run homer. But she got caught stealing. And then Kamenzine went for
this
the
This is all
the
very
yard.
New to me. So you get caught stealing in softball.
Yes, it's just like baseball. You can get caught stealing.
So, I guys think Nebraska, it's going to be hard for Oklahoma State to come in Nebraska's lair and win.
Yeah, but Nebraska's got to get the bats going. That's obvious. I mean, that's not rocket science to say that, but you're not going to beat Okie State if you're scoring one run a game. They're going to score more than that. This pitching is great, but they're a very good hitting team.
Okay. But Rhonda's a good coach.
She is.
We have Rhonda.
I saw. She's still a great coach.
What was it, Steve?
I watched Rhonda, and she's a great coach.
Carson said the same thing. Hey, look, Jake, look, it's Rhonda. Great coach over there. Yeah, I know, Carson. Yes, she is great.
No, I'm just watching. She's got more energy in Iowa.
I watched Rhonda live, and she's a great coach, as deemed by Jake.
Thank you.
What about we do baseball next segment?
Yeah, we will.
Softball. Okay.
But you know what's crazy? So I'm at the cigar bar Friday night. I had eyes on sports, though, because I was watching UCLA. We just saw Nebraska beat in the Big Ten championship. Was down 11-7 late to Grand Canyon. No, to Cal Baptist.
They were down 11-7?
Cal Baptist put up, I believe, 10 runs in the fifth.
Really?
Took an 11-7 lead. UCLA scored, I believe, 5 in the bottom of the seventh and won 12-11.
12-11? There's wildness. You know, Ole Miss led...
Back to 8-0, I think.
Yes, yeah, Texas Tech.
Ole Miss led Texas Tech 8-0 into the final inning and then lost. Yeah. When Dari Noka was calling it one of the biggest choke jobs in sports history on 84. Yeah. I was surprised that he went with that choke job.
I probably would have went more with like what a great job that the comeback was, the choke job.
Yeah, 8-0 lead going to the bottom of the seventh.
That was Ole Miss.
They scored 8.
8-0. It was 8. Bottom of the seventh.
Yeah. I think there's 2 outs, by the way.
I think at one point in time,
Did they
score all 8? I know it got to 2 outs when they, but was it, did they get, was it 2 outs and then they scored 8? If that's the case, Dari didn't miss it.
There were 2 outs. So the first batter gets on base with a single, then line out to shortstop, strikeout.
Okay, so it's 8-0.
It's 8-0.
Ole
with
Miss.
2 outs.
Texas Tech trails, I believe, on their home field, right? Texas Tech
on their home field. Yeah. And then here's the single homer, single walk, homer, walk, ground out to pitcher.
That's unbelievable.
And then also, and Ole Miss takes the lead top of the eighth.
Yeah.
But Texas Tech says, well, we'll score two runs here.
Right. They regroup for a second. Yeah. So, yeah, it was wild. And Dari Noke on 84, Sirius College Sports, he was calling it the biggest choke job in sports history. Well, it's pretty choke job.
But it's pretty close. I mean, it's 8-0, two outs.
Yeah.
One runner on. I mean, are you a bit concerned at that time if you're Ole Miss? I'm not. If I'm
not
a fan.
Really. Not really.
I'm like, oh, okay.
No.
No.
No, it was wild.
Crazy weekend of softball.
Yeah, I think a lot of stuff was status quo, but not some of it wasn't.
But you know, every one of the games over here was low scoring. I mean, South Dakota, Louisville, low scoring game.
Okay.
There was no high scoring games at all.
Yeah, it didn't hit like I thought it would. I thought we'd have a game somewhere that was 14-2. I did. I thought there'd be a route game. Maybe in the first game against South Dakota.
Yeah, South Dakota must be pretty good.
Well, South Dakota's
they beat Louisville.
South Dakota's record wasn't like 20-something and 30.
It was coming in. They were 20-34-1 coming in here.
They upset Omaha to get into NCAA tournament.
And they pushed Nebraska. They beat Louisville to knock them out. And then they lost to Grand Canyon in extra innings.
Yeah, they got a heater. They got on a late heater.
Yeah.
Beat Omaha, I believe, twice in the Summit League tournament. Omaha was the top seed.
No, they play like they belonged here in Lincoln. So,
but you Nebraska, were there.
I was there Saturday. It was fun. We'll see if I can get to the Super Regional. But
somebody will invite you.
You'll be invited. Michael for the ticket.
Don't even say that, Jake. You'll be invited.
That was very.
If it's chilly, just grab Connor's off peach hoodie.
That won't fit with the. I know. That's like more oaky state color than Nebraska. Yeah. I mean, it's not really either, but.
No, it's off.
Yeah.
It's off peach.
It's neither.
Well, Oaky State fans travel. We see them at the Hampton.
I think we'll see some Oaky State fans.
I think we will.
I saw quite a few Grand Canyon fans there. I'm surprised.
Did you?
I'm not going to say a ton, but there's a good amount.
I swear to God, Bill, their nickname is the Lopes.
Yes.
Yes.
Not the Lopers.
The Lopes.
The Lopes.
Because they're the antelopes.
Oh. Got it.
That's why they go by the. That's sure, yeah.
Isn't that Kearney State?
They're not just the Lopes. Like, that's
the Lopers.
The Lopes would be their nickname of antelopes. Got it?
Yeah, but yeah, I do. I mean, you could name them Lopers too, right?
Yeah.
Antelopes.
They don't, though. But they don't. Before we get to break, if you're hungry for breakfast, brunch, or lunch in downtown Lincoln, where should the breakers go this morning?
Early Bird.
Open right now until 2 p.m. every day of the week at 19th K with free and spacious parking. They have breakfast tacos, breakfast nachos, waffles, French toast, pancakes, and the world famous hash holes.
Hash holes.
Hash holes.
Stop by today, Early Bird, 19th and K. Open until 2 p.m. When we come back, look at Husker baseball still rolling also. Next on Early Break in the Ticket.